Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Cook and Joe Show. Starkey has the day off, the week off, actually. I'm Ron Cook talking sports with you, and let's go out to the Hall and Capitas fan hotline where we find Pirates broadcaster Bob Walk. Bob is brought to you by Moosehead, Canada's oldest independent brewery. Enjoy a cold, refreshing Moosehead today. He's also brought to you by Xfinity, America's best internet service provider, according to speedtest.net. Bob, good morning. How are you today?
Good, Ron. How you doing?
It looks like we might have some baseball after all here. I'm still keeping my fingers crossed here, but exhibition game Saturday night at PNC Park, and then opening up a week from Friday in St. Louis, providing everything goes well. I can't wait, Bob. I got to tell you the truth. I can't wait.
Yeah, I think everybody's pretty excited about this, being able to, finally get things going. It's been so long, and there's been so much stuff happen, not only in baseball, obviously, but all across the country and the world, that this is going to be a special time for everybody to finally get out there and get things going. And I think these exhibition games, getting some live action, guys going to have a little adrenaline going, I think that'll answer some of our questions as to what the makeup of the club is going to be, as far as the pitching, the bullpen, that sort of thing.
Bob, who should be ahead at this point, the hitters or the pitchers after this kind of layoff?
Wow, it's hard for me to say. I don't really, and I've never seen anything like this before. I would think anytime there's a layoff, it's got to always be the pitching, because you got to get your timing going. So I think that the pitchers will probably be dominating early on. There'll be some hitters that, those guys that can roll out of bed and hit, no matter what. They'll go out there and they'll be fine, but it's going to be pitching, I think, taking over early on, and especially because you're going to have these expanded rosters, expanded pitching staffs, and so there won't be that guys aren't going to be asked to go real deep into ball games, and you're going to have, I think, like the Pirates are going to do, maybe piggyback the number five spot in the rotation. So there's going to be plenty of pitching, I think, and they will probably be at their best for at least first couple of weeks.
Bob, it's funny you mentioned roll out of bed and hit. I remember back in the day, even before your time, Pirates had Bill Madlock, won like four batting titles, said he could roll out of bed on a January 20-degree morning and hit a line drive to left center field. That's what the great hitters can do, right?
Oh, yeah, there's guys that I've seen like that, first day of batting practice in spring training, you're throwing live BP and guys are just, hitting shots, all over the place. There's certain guys that can just hit. And they, I don't know if it's just a natural thing or if they, work harder than everybody else to do that or not, but there will be guys that go out there, and on offense, they're going to be stars in that first month. I just don't expect to be a whole lot of those guys. I think that having this layoff, getting spring training started, a couple of them just finally starting to get their swings, and then having to go back and do nothing but maybe visit the batting cage every now and then, I think that's going to take its toll on the hitting. But like I said, nobody's ever seen this kind of thing before, so who knows what's going to going to happen. Once we get started, and the exhibition games, I think will tell a story. I believe about not only the roster I was talking about before, but what you just brought up. Who's going to be really ahead and who's going to be behind. Inter squad games, live BP. That'll tell you something, but when the adrenaline gets pumping, and you have to have an actual game for that, then we'll know some answers.
You talk about the pitching staff, the rotation. Let's talk about that a little bit. Obviously, losing Chris Archer, I think he would have been the opening day starter. Now I'm not sure who it's going to be. Maybe Musgrove, maybe Trevor Williams. What do you expect about at least the top four guys here? I think. Keller is going to be in the mix here, and it looks like Derek Holland is going to be in the mix.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, and I think every single one of those guys, we got a little something different we can tell. I mean, Musgrove kind of established himself as the leader last year. Whether he's going to be opening day or not, I mean, that's always a hard thing to predict. But he had a solid year last year. He's polished his credentials in the clubhouse, I think, as a not only a leader on the pitching staff, but one of the team leaders. And I wouldn't be surprised to see him get the nod. I think Trevor Williams wants to have a kind of a bounce back year. Last year, things didn't go the way that he expected, or I think we expected after what he had done the season before. So he's got a little bit, I think, to go out and prove. Same thing with Keller. A lot was expected of him. He was going to be the next, Cole or Tyone, and it just didn't work out for him. He's been tinkering a lot with the way his ball spins as it comes out of his hand. And I think that will be interesting to see if he can have better results, maybe get a little bit better luck, too. I mean, it seemed like every time a ball gets put in play, it's a base hit against him, and that shouldn't be the case with his stuff, especially. So there are going to be some question marks. I thought Brault did a great job. I think I talked about this about a week ago with you that I was really proud of him, and I thought he did a great job for us last year. And I hope he still gets a good, solid look to be in that rotation this year. Although, from what I hear, from what I've been reading, that number five spot might be just a piggyback thing with him and Cool, go and say three or four innings each every fifth day, see how that works out for a while. But they can experiment around and do some different things now. And but it all comes down to who's gonna be hot coming out. Ronnie, every regular year there's one or two teams that nobody expects nothing out of, but they have that great April and May. And before they have that June swoon where they come back to earth, well, a great 2 months this year will get you in those playoffs. So everybody has a shot at this.
Well, it's funny. It can go the other way, too. Last year, Bob Washington, they wouldn't have made the playoffs after 60 games last year. They get hot and they ended up winning the World Series. I guess it can work either way. You just better get to those playoffs this year, right?
Yeah, that's a great point. The marathon six-month race is not there now. So you better be ready to play game one. Your best guys got to go out there. You got to stay away from injury early, because you get a couple of guys hurt. It's not like, oh, well, we'll get these guys back after the All-Star break. No, that's not going to be the case this year. Having guys healthy and injury-free right from the very beginning is going to be more important than ever.
Bob, you got me worried here. What's up with that cough? Are you under the weather here a little bit?
Oh, my throat's a little scratchy today, so I'm going to have to be hitting the tea, I think. My wife
you
just brought me a little cup.
You can't get sick before the season starts and have to miss time. You've missed enough time. You got to get healthy and ready to go, right?
I hear you. I'm doing my best.
Hey, Bob, what about the bullpen? This Kella situation is really worrisome. I'm not even sure he's back yet, and I'm assuming if he isn't, I don't see how he can be a closer starting next week. What do you see happening there? Could it be Crick? How do you see the back end of the bullpen playing out if Kella isn't available?
Well, Crick would probably get the first shot. I mean, he's been here for quite a while, and he has proven at times. He certainly has the stuff to be able to handle that job and go out and close it down. I think even Nick Birdie would have a look at that. Maybe not right off the from the beginning, but the short time where he was healthy with us, I mean, he was lights out. It was incredible to watch him come in there and just dominate guys. So those are two names I think you would look at, you know, if for some reason Keone is not ready when the season starts. I don't have any information to give you. I mean, I'm pretty much out of the loop. It's tough to be an insider down there nowadays. So I don't really know, you know, what they're thinking, but just my opinion, those are the first two guys just based on their stuff and what we've seen from them from the past that, you know, they could definitely be ninth inning guys.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out, that's for sure. Bob, how does the strategy change in a 60-game season? Do you manage differently? And we'll have Derek Shelton on tomorrow at noon, where, you know, you might not stay with guys as long because you can't afford to lose four or five games in a row. You might have to manage every game almost like it's a playoff game, even though you can't really do that.
Yeah, there'll be a difference. I don't know if it'll be a real, you know, severe, you know, difference, but there will be kind of a sense of urgency that normally, you know, it's so easy, you know, in April and May to kind of say, okay, we got to get our feet together, you know, we'll get around 500. We'll, you know, you just can't do things like that. If somebody is struggling in that rotation, and as you say, you might not be able to stick with him as long as you would before, you know. You might go an extra three or four starts with somebody to see if they could, you know, get it going. Well, if you do that now you're in the last month of the season, you know, and you may have dropped, you know, far enough back to where you can't make it up now. So I'm sure he's going to have some answers for you as different things that he's going to be doing that he normally would not do in a 6 month season. But, you know, just I think it'll be more like just managing like you are tied for first place and there's 2 months left. I mean, you're going to put yourself in that mindset, and that's how would you manage in that scenario, you know, in a normal year? Now, that's how you're going to have to manage from opening day this year.
Yeah, and it's all kind of nuances in the game, obviously, with the DH coming in now and then starting the guys at second base in extra innings. I mean, I don't even know how you deal with strategy like that. I guess they've done that in the minor leagues a little bit. I mean, Bob, what do? Bunt a guy over, hope to get him in, and then be able to close down the bottom of the 10th?
You know, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I'm sure that the computers have run that scenario a gazillion times and have a better answer than I do. But, you know, I think that, you know, that sometimes the game, the situation where you are in the season kind of and where you are in the how's your bullpen doing for that next inning? There are some other things game related that also have to go into that decision, but it is going to be different type of National League baseball. We'll of course see a big difference with the DH. Excuse me, my throat's leaving me again. But I think that you know, we're going to have fun this year. I mean, just the fact that baseball is back, I think this different strategies and everything is just going to add more enjoyment to it. I think everybody is going to have a great time watching this. I'm looking forward to it. I obviously don't like the DH. You know, I think putting a guy at second base is kind of a gimmick thing. But, hey, it's going to be baseball, and if that's what it takes, I'm all for it, and I'm going to enjoy it.
Now, you guys are going to be broadcasting Saturday night, right, from PNC?
Yes. Yeah, we'll I think definitely be
it's
on
both
the air.
Both on the fan and AT&T, but you guys are not going on the away trips, right?
No, as far as I know, that's not going to happen this year. I mean, you know, things can change, but I think it's all just going to be from the studio. And that'll be different, too. I mean, that's going to be, in a way, it's going to be a little fun because it's something that's different, never done before. You know, a lot of other sports do this kind of thing. Baseball doesn't, but we are now. So we're going to see what it's like and see how good we are and whether we can get it done, and hopefully the folks at home won't know any difference.
Pirates broadcaster Bob Walk, it's always a joy, man, for me to talk to you. Get rid of that tickle in your throat so you can be full force, full voice, ready to go on Saturday night, okay?
And I want to be able to out-yell Brownie.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it, man.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.